like I'm walking on the water surface. Been hungry, now I'm famished with the fork out. Seen a little shine, but damn it, I'm looking for more clout. I want it now, no sidetracking, your rhyme's slacking. Pass it off before you're hearing on your spine cracking. Another gone casualty of another song. John Glass, M-Dawg, we got another one. How many times I need to tell you fools to understand? I'ma stay at this pace until I'm under sin. I want what you have, ain't afraid to take it. So give it to me now, give it to me now. How many times I need to tell you times I'm staying put? Just go in the door, about to lay my foot. I want what you have, ain't afraid to take it. So give it to me now, give it to me now.
Say my name.
To the average MC.
Regulate, I'm only here just to take a smile.
Came to get what's doing me, cause I got clout.
Say my name,
M-Dot. You better give me the respect that I deserve, or I'ma take it by force. On cruise, so never be dudes watching, boy, I get
ya. Came to get what's doing me, cause I got clout.
Regulate, I'm only here. I'm only here just to take what's mine. I'm only here. I'm only here just to take what's mine.
WMFO in Medford, Sky By here
till 9.
I believe this is a Dropkick Murphys. See, here we go.
We did it.
WMFO in Medford, Sky by here. That was Carissa Johnson with Yesterday's Ghost. Great new CD by her. Actually came out last year called Only Roses. And brand new Dropkick Murphys opened it up. A song called Sandlot. 11 short stories of pain and glory. All local tonight. But first I want to talk about the... I'm a big sports fan, but I mean, this is a music show. Obviously, I play mostly music. But every now and then, especially when a team wins a championship, I do mention it. And especially like when the Patriots just won with Brady and Belichick, both getting their fifth Super Bowl titles, went to seven. And the run itself by the Patriots, it's the greatest run in NFL history. And so I think the debate, in my mind, the debate is over as far as greatest quarterback. Greatest quarterback is Brady. Greatest coach, Belichick. As I said, the greatest run in NFL history by these current Patriots. And the thing about the greatest conversation, people act like there's a lot of people in the mix here, and it's pretty much, for the last 5 or 6 years, it's pretty much been Montana and Brady. Montana was, prior to Brady's arrival, was the clear number one with a bunch of guys, you know, you could put in the 2-3 hole, whatever you want to say. And then, and since Brady's ascension, it's pretty much been those two guys. And I think Brady's got the edge now. I mean, if you're a guy in San Francisco or a girl in San Francisco, or if you're a Montana fan, I'm not one of those guys who would get all exasperated. Like, what do you mean? How can you even say that? But I think it's pretty clear. And the game itself, what a game. Greatest comeback in Super Bowl history. The first overtime game in Super Bowl history. And they were pretty much dead in the water for, well, the better part of, I'd say, a good 3.5 quarters. And then you get the conversation of, did they win it? Did Atlanta lose it? And anytime you have a comeback of that degree, when you're 25 points down, you come back to win the thing, it's usually a combination. And where did Atlanta suffer? The second half, they totally went away from the run. And this led to the Atlanta defense being on the field too long, and they were just gassed by the end of this thing. But a couple of sequences in particular. The first was with about 9 minutes to go. When the Patriots at this time were still down 16, he had the strip sack, and it was on their own 35, on Atlanta's own 35, and it was a 3rd-and-1. And that one, you know, a lot of teams throw on 3rd-and-1, but in that situation, the worst scenario is you punt, you make him go 80 yards, 70 yards, instead of dropping back for what looked like, I don't know, looked like he was going downfield with that thing. If you're going to throw it, you got to throw it quick. And the best option probably would have been just to hand it off. You can't pick up a yard. They probably would have. And if you didn't, like I said, you punted away. But so that's where they screwed up, I believe. But then the Patriots, you had to make the play. Hightower came in, stripped the ball. And so it's a little of both of those, where the Atlanta misplayed things. But the Patriots, of course, took advantage. And then the other one, the bigger one, I think, with 4:30 to go, after a great catch by Julio Jones, Atlanta's got the ball on the Patriot 23. Now they're still up 8 here. So I'm sitting on my couch saying, oh, geez, they're going to run 2 plays. They're going to kick what amounts to an extra point field goal. And it was a hell of a run, but this game's over. What do? They drop back. They get a sack. And then there's a penalty. I think they did throw one rush in there. But I would say 2-3, you kick the field goal. You take time off the clock. So, again, I mean, the Patriots then, of course, had to... then you're out of field goal range, and the greatest quarterback, Tom Brady, had to lead him down there and punch it in. And not only did they have to punch it in, they had to convert 2 two-pointers. So, I mean, it was obviously both ways. The Patriots capitalized. I don't think many teams could have capitalized. And Atlanta certainly could have played things differently, especially that last possession there where they had, like I said, an extra point of a field goal attempt. And they might not have hit that, but chances are they would have, as opposed to dropping back to throw the ball, and then they pick up a penalty. So, hey, it was historic, though. Great win. I think it elevates them to the levels I stated earlier. But that's it. We're going to get back to the music now. I had to mention that, though, when you win a Super Bowl. Damn, you got to talk about that. Now, musically, a band called Stars Like Ours. They're a local band. And they have an EP out called A Million Ways to Exit, 4-song EP. I'm going to play all four of those songs. So enough of the babble. I like these guys a lot. Great rock and roll. Stars like ours.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story. One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react. I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Started with a postcard I couldn't throw away. Then a box of letters with a voice beyond the grave. The days turn into years when you've got no memories to save. But in time, until you're mine, chasing what remains of the past. We came to mind so
There you have it. Stars Like Ours, A Million Ways to Exit EP. Songs on it were I Don't Mind, All Too Often, Chasing, and that last one was Radio. You can get that if you go to their website. I'm pretty sure on Facebook you can get that online. Digital download. I burned it onto that CD. But anyway, it's 8:30. This is All Local Music Night, as every first Tuesday of the month is. This is something by John Powhida.
Will she walk like a fashionista? Like she owned a big piece of the bistro? Walking like she talking my brother because maybe she does. In a smooth light on the Albertina, will she launch a little magazine? Shit like a rocket when you write us like guys, so money's alright.
Street to the street.
That was the Fours from the CD Running from the Past, song by the same name. Before that, the new Frustrations, Not Anymore, from Debacle and John Powhida International Airport with Airport Life. It's 8:40. I'm always plugging a show here on the especially on this local week that I have. And there's a show at Great Scott this Friday night with Watts, the Upper Crust, and Petty Morals. Once again, it's Friday night at Great Scott. Going to play something by each of those bands. This Watts tune, they just put a video out for it. It's called She's So Electric, and it's a pretty cool video. See all these three bands at Great Scott this Friday night. This is a Watts tune.
Back.
That was the Petty Marbles with Girl Gotta Do, Upper Crust, Tell Mother I'm Home, Watts, She's So Electric. All three of those bands this Friday night at Great Scott. Should be a good one. I got about 12 minutes to go. I'm going to play some more tunes, and I'll be back one more time to say see ya. This is something by The Connection.
Oh,
That was obviously Stood Up by the Figs. Before that, Rick Barton and the Shadow Blasters with These Kids. Connection, Don't Come Back. That's it. It's 8:56. I'm going to get out of here with one by Dinosaur Jr. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you next week. WMFO in Medford. Trying to pull together, trying to find a little